Hey, my friends, this is Pastor Shane, and welcome to His Vision Ministries. Here's the question I have for you today. How is your faith life? That's the question today, and today we're going to be looking at the subject of faith as we look at this nugget. I want you to turn, if you will, today over to Mark chapter number 11, and I want to read what Jesus has to say about faith. Here's what the Word of God says, beginning in verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now that's important. You get that? We're talking about faith. Have faith in God. Do you have faith in God? And then it goes on verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall in no doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall receive them. And so the Lord's talking about praying here. And I want to say something. Faith is something that a lot of people don't have today. A lot of people lack faith. I find myself sometimes saying, oh ye of little faith, or thinking in my mind, oh ye of little faith. Friend, if you are doubting anything in your life right now, you're lacking faith that the Bible's talking about here. And I'm going to be quite honest. I'll tell you one of the reasons that so many people lack faith, and this verse talks about that, and it's talking about praying. So many people will not take the time out to truly and authentically pray unto the Lord. Jesus here uses an analogy of a mountain here, and he uses that to teach you and I the lesson of the importance of prayer. Jesus cursed a fig tree and it died, and this was a surprise to the disciples. If you go back, you can read about that there in verses number 19 through 21 of the same passage. And then Jesus goes on here to tell the disciples that they could ask of anything of God and receive an answer. And so the mountain that Jesus is referring to here was the Mount of Olives, in which the disciples were standing with Jesus when he said this. He said that it could be moved into the sea, and Jesus here was referring to the Dead Sea, which, by the way, you can't even see the Dead Sea from the Mount of Olives. I've been there before. I've stood on the Mount of Olives, and I've been to the Dead Sea. They're not even close to each other. But the purpose, the reason that Jesus was saying this was to give an analogy, and that was to not doubt, but to believe. And he was referring to the mountains that come into our lives day in and day out. And as we face those mountains, my friend, we are to pray without ceasing, and God will hear and he will answer our prayers. Here's the key, though. It's always in his timing. So I want you to think and I want you to ponder of a time when God has come into your life and he has done something that only God could do. I want you to praise him. I want you to thank him because God is faithful. Amen. Trust him to move the mountains. Trust him to move the obstacles that come into your path of life. Let me pray for you today. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for this nugget. God, may we have the faith, Lord, that you'll move the mountains, Lord, that come into our lives. God, I pray for every person, Lord, that they will have the faith the Bible talks about here. Lord, may we be strong in you. God, may our faith be in you. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you for joining me. Lord willing, we'll see you on Thursday. You have a blessed day.